Brenda.
Brenda, yes. Oh, I've been trying so hard to hear your voice.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's all right. I just didn't want you to think that I was just being rude and ignoring you. I was given the wrong number and I'm calling everyone in your office other than bloody you.
Well, did you have a good discussion? You find a lot about the festival?
No, all I did was just piss off everyone you work with and saying, I'm trying to get to Brenda. Get me to Brenda ASAP, please. I'm trying to be polite and British and firm, but get me where I need to be.
Well, good for you. They need to be shaken up every once in a while.
Oh, okay. Well, that's very lenient. I'll take that. Oh, my goodness. So, right. So, firstly, put into perspective for Zone listeners what your role is and where you work and why.
I'm the chair of Aboriginal Tourism British Columbia. We work out of the North Shore in Western Vancouver, and essentially our mandate is to grow Aboriginal tourism within this province.
What got you into that? Why?
Well, one of the most powerful things about Aboriginal tourism is that it really is a industry made up of small businesses. And so we recognize that First Nations communities really needed to have a strong economy in order to be self-reliant. And the best way of doing that is to create small businesses. And Aboriginal tourism is available to any community throughout this province, especially this province, because we've got some of the most natural resources and some of the most authentic Aboriginal experiences of any place else in the country.
And so when did the discussion start then to do an Aboriginal cultural festival in Victoria?
Well, we started having this discussion a few years ago, and we came together with our partners, the Esquimalt and the Songhees Nations, who were really keen to showcase their culture and to start building a strong Aboriginal tourism industry within that area. With our other partners, the museum and the city of Vancouver, we also recognized that we would have strong partnerships there as well. And so we've worked with the groups, and this is the third year that we've had the Aboriginal Cultural Festival. And every year it just grows and grows. And we get around anywhere between 20,000 to 30,000 people. And it's an amazing venue just to go and showcase Aboriginal culture, to have great food. The Songhees has a new seafood and steam truck. You'll see great performances. You have the canoe parade and the ceremonial arrival and greeting. So it's a fabulous way to just go spend the day and learn more about the culture. The other great thing about BC is that we've got such a vast number of First Nations communities within this province. So you get a different experience, whatever region that you go to. And at BC, we're a regional organization, so we represent all of the regions within the province.
I love the fact, not to be too sassy here and push my luck, but you've gone from this amazing laughter to a very firm and genteel, but yet serious approach to the discussion that we're having so far. You can let go. We can let go a bit here. That's all right. We're in a safe zone. And so when it comes to the festival, that's all going down, right? The Royal BC Museum, in and around the grounds outside of it, if I'm correct in thinking.
Yes.
And so if you were to pick three things at the Victoria Aboriginal Cultural Festival that you think zoners absolutely have to get a look at when it starts early tomorrow morning, what would those three things be?
Probably one of the greatest things to see, and it's as a First Nations person, the most inspiring thing for me is when the canoes come in and just greeting those canoes. This is a ceremony that is cherished amongst most First Nations within the province, and it's incredibly inspiring, and it's a beautiful spectacle as well, just to see the Parade of Nations come in from the Inner Harbour to the festival. I think the other things that are really exciting to see are the performances. We have performances at the main stage at the Royal BC throughout the festival, and certainly try and go and try out some of the food. And it's one of those areas within Aboriginal tourism that we're just starting to explore, things like Kukuli Cafe. You've got Bannock, which is a Bannock Cafe. And you got to love their tagline, right? It's don't panic, we have Bannock. And so just the great offerings that you have in terms of the Aboriginal cuisine as well.
There is so much going on this weekend, and it starts tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. And really, what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw all this into a blog for zoners that are listening if they want to find out more. We'll link to all of your websites, all that sort of stuff, because it's just one thing after another with the Victoria Aboriginal Cultural Festival. It is stacked with events this weekend.
Well, and I have to say, I have to add one more thing, too. This festival is growing year after year after year. This is our third year. We expect that it's going to continue to grow. And it's such a showcase of Aboriginal culture and what's available throughout the province. There's such a richness when you get to participate with authentic Aboriginal tourism offerings. So, yeah, you just go and enjoy yourself and enjoy the colour, enjoy the music, enjoy the food.
Fantastic. Brenda, you are the chair of the Aboriginal Tourism BC, and you have a lovely laugh, and you've been fantastic part two since I managed to get through to you.
Okay, well, thank you for your efforts.
Have a great day, mate.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.